Rosie on the House is on the road from Arizona's Christmas City, Prescott. Rosie on the House is live from Jersey Lilies on Whiskey Row.
And welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House, where we've got a full bevy of guests here around the broadcast table here in the Jersey Lily Saloon on the Courthouse Square in Prescott. Romy's back at broadcast headquarters in the Valley. We're here covering the great state of Arizona on this official commencement of the holiday shopping season, the Christmas shopping season for all of you Arizona homeowners. It's our goal and objective to always do everything and anything we can do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And in our tradition of doing that, we're up in Prescott the first Saturday of every Saturday for the Courthouse Tree Lighting, which will commence tonight at 6 o'clock. The parade is at 1 o'clock. If you're within driving distance of Prescott, come on up for the afternoon of activities. The Christmas parade will be at 1. That is a good, I think, Ms. Heine said there were 80 floats this morning, so we're gonna end up 80 plus. We're gonna end up probably having a parade that lasts close to 2 hours. Santa will be at the steps of the Courthouse Square, just below the Bucky O'Neill statue, talking and visiting with kids all afternoon. The high school choirs will be set up. The food trucks are set up. All the restaurants, all the stores around the square and throughout downtown Prescott are open. You can get up here and experience. Make this your Arizona family tradition, the start of the official Christmas season. Before we get started in the regular broadcast of the show and talking with my friend Tom Riley from Renovations, I'd like to bring in the new owners of Jersey Lily. We've been up here broadcasting for about 10 years on this particular event. Let me introduce Josh and Susan McCrower. Thank you all for joining us this morning. And I just want to know one thing. There must have been a list of people 10 miles long that wanted this joint. How did y'all get to the top of the list to even get Tommy to even talk about? How does that happen?
Tommy and I have been friends for years, and so I knew him personally, and Josh approached him.
Approached him about 2 years ago, and thereafter kind of let it go, and 7-8 months ago came back to him and said, "Hey, Tommy, can we talk again?" And he told me, "Yeah, I'll think about it." And 20 minutes later, he called back and said, "Okay, let's meet later this afternoon."
All right. And so y'all have done a few things just since you've been able to take ownership. You've moved a few walls, opened a few windows. What are your plans? Will we see changes of the Jersey Lily?
Most of the big changes that people are going to see are done.
Okay.
Now we're going to start working on things in the background for the staff.
Okay.
Making their jobs a little easier.
All right.
We want to keep the tradition and the ambience of what it has currently and not change too much.
Absolutely. Well, like I say, I don't know what you had to do to move the very top list of what had to be a very long line of people that were watching this establishment for a lot of years, because it has been a Prescott landmark for years.
Yes, it has. There's a lot of great customers that are coming up, and we still appreciate them coming up here to see us now.
Absolutely. Well, Josh and Susan, congratulations on being the new proprietors of the Jersey Lily Saloon in Prescott, and many years of much success.
Thank you.
You take good care of all your customers, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very good. Sitting also here at the table with us is Tom Riley. Tom, again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Rosie.
And appreciate you coming in from the ranch.
The hinterlands.
Yes. Were y'all freezing out there this morning?
I was 27.
You were right there, huh?
When we went down to go feed, yeah.
Well, I understand tomorrow is supposed to turn really chilly.
That's okay. We're ready for it.
All right. All right. Well, we've been here this particular weekend in sweaters. We've been here this particular weekend in T-shirts. And we've been here this particular weekend completely wrapped up. And fighting the snowstorms.
Welcome to Prescott.
All right, Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, tell us a little bit about your background here in the area.
Oh, my. I first came to this area back in 1979, and in 1983, I started a business with my dad up here doing construction work. 1984 and 1985, I got my architectural license. And opened up a construction company and an architectural company. Then after a stint on the Prescott City Council in the 90s and the early 2000s, I started a company, realized that most of the work that I was doing was remodeling. So I thought I'd embrace the horror and get out there. And I had one company. I merged everything into one company and called it Renovations, your complete remodel resource. And we've been focusing on residential remodel work since 2002.
Y'all office 3 blocks off the square?
Yep, on Alarcon Street. We've had that office since 2001.
And Alarcon, what is that?
It's actually the name of a Spanish general, Alarcon. And but around here, we call it Alarcon.
Okay.
It's like Prescott instead of Prescott.
Yes, exactly. All right. So Renovations is Rosie certified, and we were fortunate to meet each other. I guess that has to go back about 10 years ago, I would think.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah. And very fortunate to meet you as one of the first remodelers we met and when we migrated the show up here into the Prescott area and Yavapai County area. And just it's been a real honor to get to know you and the work that you do. We send a lot of our Phoenix area residents that have second homes up here are always looking for who up there can take care of me the way y'all have always taken care of us down here in the valley. So a lot of those kind of residents, but also a lot of local residents.
Well, we have a combination of both, and thank you for that. We're in good company. There's no question about that. Taking care of your clients down there, up here. We love it. Second homes, we do a lot of second homes, updating them, maintaining them, making sure that when folks want it opened in the spring, we can take care of all that, keep an eye on it during the wintertime, putting in a new kitchen, you know, fixing this bedroom, fixing that, doing all this kind of stuff. We do a lot of work like that. And we enjoy the work that we do here, design build. We do both as being an architect and a general contractor. We enjoy doing that. I enjoy following something from, you know, soup to nuts, A to Z, all the way through. We can take it from an idea all the way through to here's your key. And we enjoy doing that. And we have a good, good team. It's taken me many years to try, as you well know, to assemble a team of people that are good, that carry through with the ideals that, and the principles that you want to have carried through in your business. We've got a great team together of sales, design, construction, administration, just throughout the entire, running the whole gamut. And it's taken a while, but got a great team out there.
Well, it's only good fortune that we didn't get to know earlier. It was here in Prescott. I met Jennifer, and I was coming up here to actually look for a summer job because I was tired of working construction in the valley. And an architect there referred me to a contractor up here and said, I know he's hiring, he's looking, go up there and meet with him for lunch. And Jennifer decided to jump in the car and ride with me. We rode up here. I dropped Jennifer off in the square. I went and met the man. We visited. He hired me. I came back to the square. I told Jennifer, well, I'll be moving up here for the summer. We visited for a few more minutes, and we were just basically friends at that point, acquaintances. And she says, somehow, some way, I don't remember how it happened, but you snuck a kiss in there somewhere.
And we were a little more than acquaintances. Thank you very much.
It was
We've been
right,
dating for a couple months.
It was right there in the shadow of the Bucky O'Neill.
You're going to watch him with his stories,
it's
Tom.
It's a Bucky O'Neill statue. And I don't even remember the name of the contractor. I never called him back to take the job. I worked all summer long down in Phoenix where Jennifer was.
Well, I can certainly understand that. Oh, and if I could give a shout-out, my daughter and now future son-in-law.
Watch out.
Got engaged just the other night, and we're just excited. Mary and Sean, if you're listening out there, Godspeed.
And the ceremony will be where? Do we know yet? Any of those kind of details flush up yet?
Not yet.
Okay. But it's all going to be local here.
Well, we don't know about that either. They're thinking that they might want to do something remote.
Oh, okay.
And he called you first.
All right.
Yes, he did.
That's a good guy.
He did. Oh, yeah. Good. He's a good man.
Yeah.
He's definitely a good man and basically said, well, I'm going to pop the question. Hope you're okay with it.
All right. Well, hey, back in 1976 when I first came up here looking for work, there was a labor shortage then. And guys and contractors up here were looking for good people. And, boy, I know enough of putting my ear to the wind about what the labor market is pretty much statewide. But, boy, you guys are in a bind here as well.
Well, everybody's in a bind. And as you know, with the national contacts that we both have, this is not something that's just isolated to Arizona. It's throughout the country. Finding qualified help now is difficult enough. After the downturn, a lot of qualified help took on jobs in institutions where, quite frankly, their job security was a little bit better.
Right.
And you can't blame them for that. I mean, right. I would have done the same thing. But now those people, the labor force that was here, is no longer here. And it's very difficult to find people and to have people that can really do the work. You've got to pay more money. You've got to have some more benefits in there. So there's a lot of things that have changed, and it's difficult now. The thing that I'd like to look forward to, and something that we're working on, is that if we look at how difficult it is now, there are no 20 and 30 somethings that are filling in the blanks. I mean, everybody that's working for me is a boomer, and they're going to be done here in a little bit. And I think it was the Association of General Contractors in the United States has said that by the year 2020, they're expecting that there'll be 30 million unfilled construction jobs in the United States.
What's that going to do to wage pressure?
Well, it's
You know, in this Great Recession, we saw it residentially, we saw it in multifamily, we saw it commercial first, but the pressure that it put on wages, what we're having to pay a great, capable man or woman to put in a truck and run a couple jobs at one time, confidently, safely, on time, on budget, maintaining the client relationships that we like, maintaining the fit and finish we like. We've seen that rate go up in our environment as much as 30%, 35%, and 40% just in the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's... Your environment isn't that far off from our environment.
It is. Well, we're going to be back more with Tom Ridey right after this from Renovations, the Rosie Certified Full Service Design Build Remodeling Contractor in Yavapai County.